Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 105, Thursday Thoughts, Monster Mix-Ups. There's no call-ins this week, but I did want to mention the loss of an OSR blogger. James Smith wrote the blog Dreams of Mythic Fantasy, and he died yesterday. He was a strong force in the OSR and had a regular series, OSR News, that focused on new products on DriveThruRPG, blogs, Kickstarters, and news in the role-playing game industry of note. He was a few years younger than I am, and I don't know the circumstances, but I always hate to see someone younger than me pass away. Of course, he'll be missed by his family and the online RPG community. Life is short, and we don't know when our journey will end. Try to be the light of hope and encouragement in others' lives, because we don't always know what others are going through. So on to today's episode. I've had a couple of monster ideas that I haven't fleshed out, but thought others might find them interesting. First, I had the idea of combination monsters. That is, you take two existing monsters and come up with a backstory to make them reliant on each other. And for some reason last week, after listening to the Monster Brothers episode on forest creatures, I had the idea of a treant and dryad in a symbiotic relationship. The backstory I came up with is that they came together with other forest creatures to fight off some evil, and both were gravely wounded. The dryad's tree was destroyed, and with the aid of the resident druid, they became a symbiotic entity, the treant taking the place of the dryad's tree. And now, rather than a stationary tree, the dryad has a mobile tree. Perhaps the dryad has even less range to stray from the treant than she could of her former tree. We can come up with other combination monsters. Combinations don't have to be some symbiotic relationships, or combinations we already know, like the owlbear. They could be two different creatures who've had their minds swapped, say a boule and a pixie, or two creatures that for some reason have to work together, like a unicorn and a centaur. You can even randomize the two creatures and then come up with a story of why they are together. My second idea was about applying magic to monsters. Curses work on the player characters, so they can work on monsters too. And it came to me to have a beholder who is cursed or otherwise afflicted so that the effects of its eyes are the opposite or have some other strange effect. And while I don't recall the effects of all the eyes, I know there's the anti-magic ray. Well, that would be a boost to magic, making it last longer, have a larger area of effect, affect more targets, a longer range, and so forth. You can make a list of all the ways that a magical effect could be boosted and make a table out of it. So you could have each magic item and spell is affected differently, or you could make it vary by day and re-roll the effect for the day to keep it simple. So to make a really interesting story, you pick an NPC or a monster and apply some negative effect of magic on them. Now the players could try to benefit from it, like the cursed beholder and the boosting magical eye ray, or aid the afflicted creature and perhaps make an ally. It doesn't really take much to come up with an interesting monster idea that you can use to serve as a side quest or even a centerpiece for an adventure. You just take one thing and you move the knobs a bit to see what you can brainstorm when you follow it through or develop a backstory to explain it. My main point is, you don't have to go with the monsters in the book, and you don't have to come up with an idea from scratch. Take something that already exists and just twist the knobs a little bit. Move it around a little bit. Look at another monster that maybe is total opposite of it. What would happen if the two of them had to work together? I guess sort of like the buddy movie where the escaped prisoners from a chain gang are chained together and have to work together. Or like Lethal Weapon, where the crazy cop and the almost retired cop have to work together. It's situations like that that can make it interesting. I don't recall running into anything like that off the top of my head in the past. I know I certainly haven't gotten that creative with some of the scenarios I've presented. But if you've done anything like that, call in and share. I'd like to hear. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day, and game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!